There's an echo.
Yeah, excuse the echo right now. It should fade away, but I'm having a little technical difficulties with my system. All right. Well, it's your girl, Tina Robinson, the goddess of podcast.
And it's your girl, Lex. I mean, Vicky, the queen of podcast. I was going to say my middle name.
See, the echo went away. I don't know what's going on, but we'll figure all that out. We still have a little technical difficulties. And we have somebody else.
Hey, y'all. It is the things of all things that keeps it moving. The one and only Dez of the world.
Not Dez of the world. What you done doing? Change your name?
I done changed it, honey. But never, first of all, I am never a zero, and I am that one and that two. Always. Okay. Don't hate because you're a negative one, okay?
No. Sorry, no. Mm-mm.
All right. Start off the show with a little drama, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, y'all, unfortunately, the one and only Lala will not be, unfortunately, joining us tonight. She is currently occupying her time with work. We do her well at work. Maybe she may pop in and, you know, grace us with her presence.
She better pop in. Because I'm going to have words for her.
Well, you have words for everybody, honey. But we have a for you.
That's you. Sorry, boo. You got words for everybody. Mm-mm.
I do. I'm
oh, not Lord.
That's good there, y'all. So, y'all, what are we drinking on tonight? What is the cocktails?
That's what I was about to say. I was about to say, y'all must have had a little bit too much drink.
Just had me a beer.
A beer?
A beer?
We do cocktails over here.
And oh, I had a cocktail.
Okay. Just like you had a cocktail. That's all that matters.
Drink the beer, though, because I don't like it.
Well, you don't like beer?
No, I don't like beer. Oh, I was drinking it so nice. I can feel nice.
Oh.
What do
you feel nice for?
Me, myself, and I in the bed.
And where in the bed?
Ooh, I
we all want to know.
You trying to get loose?
Yeah.
I'm a little sleepy. The cocktail is going to make me feel more relaxed.
I know.
I'm just drinking the strawberry martini.
Oh, there you go, the strawberry
martini. I am drinking a purple rain.
A purple rain?
Yes, honey. Ooh. She is.
That's amazing.
It hurts. Yeah. Delicious, honey. Okay, let me tell you.
Okay. Let's get on into these topics.
Tina, what you having?
Oh, I said I had a strawberry daiquiri.
Daiquiri.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was about to say, you can't skip that part. No, uh-oh, you can't.
Oh, that's
I thought you were talking about my drink.
No, I was like, okay, with the strawberry. Oh, you got a strawberry martini.
I thought she always daiquiri. Have a strawberry something. Mm-hmm.
See, I shouldn't be mixing drinks then, because, you know.
Change your head to strawberry.
Yeah, right?
Oh, guys, well, we got a few little topics we want to get into. Do we really want to start off first?
Oh, I want to start off with these parents leaving their kids outside by themselves.
Yeah,
that's annoying. It's oh my god, it's just ridiculous. Oh my god, I was outside, y'all, with my kids, and their little friend came over.
Uh
And she's like 6 years old, and then her little sister came with her, which is probably like one maybe. And so they live in the townhomes across from me, and I guess somebody came out talking about who's gonna watch you and stuff or whatever. And the little girl points at me. I'm like, I ain't watching you. I ain't watching a little baby. But when she said that, the lady peeked over to look at me and said, and then walked away. I said, you're so back home because I ain't watching your kid. No, thank you.
Yes, maybe the baby one of them wouldn't play with your kids or something, but you at least came as and say, hey, is it okay that, you know, my kids play with your kids and, you know, I'm going to be inside the house if you watch them for them while they play together, but not just assume that somebody's going to watch your kids.
Mm-mm. And then the little girl, she fell and hurt her mouth, and I felt so bad, but she should have been out here watching her daughter, her kids, like, if you were watching them, that wouldn't have happened. And then the six-year-old got in trouble because she wasn't watching the baby.
What? A six-year-old watching a one-year-old?
Yeah. I'm like, how's she going to get in trouble? Like, she coming out here to play with her friends. How do you expect her to watch her kid? I mean, the little girl. So, parents, please be outside with your kids.
Or at least if you see other kids playing and there is adults out there. I mean, if you trust that, but
just go out.
It's a lot of, you know. I mean, but if you feel like you can trust that, then that's up to your judgment. But yeah, at least you guys watch your kids, because anybody can turn it back for 2 seconds and the kids get snapped up. So
that's why I say all the time, when my kids is outside, me or their dad is out there with them. When mine's is only 7 and 6. But we gonna be out there with them because you can't trust nobody.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, but I'm sorry, I had to get that off my mind because it just happened a little while ago.
Wow. Well, speaking about kids, and we have actually two more subjects that I would like to speak on. But everybody knows about forget me. What is that boy's name again? Tyree Stanford? The little boy that died off the roller coaster?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes.
Oh, I can't remember his name. I just read it. I cannot believe it just left me like that. But me and Vicky was talking, and she found out some more information that he actually adjusted the seat to 6 or 7 inches versus the 3. So,
yeah.
And they said, they didn't go through the manual. And then they didn't do the training like they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And something else they were saying, but pretty much it was the person who's responsible for the ride and stuff. It was technically their fault.
Yeah.
Because I did see a clip of, I didn't see the video of the boy falling completely. But they did show, like, on the news part, they did show a clip it where he actually slid out of his seat.
Oh my God, I seen it. Oh my God, you could hear him hit the floor and everything. It was so sad.
See, I didn't see the full video. They didn't show that. I never even seen the full thing. So, you know,
I seen the one. Oh, I'm sorry, Des.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was saying I seen the one where he was blurred out, and then I seen the one without it being blurred out, and both ways is just so sad. I mean, it's, oh, my God. My heart dropped when I heard him hit that ground. It was, oh my God. I wish I'd never seen it.
Right.
But
well, prayers for his family and stuff, too. So. Yes. Yeah, Des.
But like I said, when I saw it, it was more of, I just saw him fall out and somebody's just laying there.
Right. They didn't show the whole
video. But they did say, this is why I told y'all, I do not ride roller coasters because I'm skinny and I'm slim. Honey, even with that little thing buckled, that thing raises up and I feel like I am sliding out of it.
Oh, wow.
I do not do that. Like, You give me a water ride, I'm fine with that.
I'd be scared I'm gonna flip over the water. Even though I can swim somewhat. I can swim enough to probably save my life. in the heat of the terrorism, you fall over. You're thinking if you're not swimming out, you're
yeah. That is true.
I'll be the one, you might stand up, Tina. It's only 2 feet.
Yeah, I don't do rides at all. Like, I've been on one roller coaster in my life, and that's in Coney Island, Brooklyn. It's the world's oldest roller coaster, and I will never, ever go on one again. Anyway, I was so scared.
I'm terrified of heights, but I have roller coasters, but I can choose which one I feel like I'm gonna be okay on. I don't do that little loops type of stuff that you go up and I don't do all that, but I'll take a nice little, if it's just like a straight kind of, not straight shot, but like, you know, give me some turns and, you know, give me that type of stuff, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. But look, I would be the best. I would not be the best person to take to any theme park. But the only good thing I would be for is holding some coats or whatever, and pushing strollers or taking pictures, because I ain't getting on no ride.
Really?
What you said, Des?
Not even a water ride.
It depends. If it's high up,
we talking.
Yeah. Like, let's say the slide. The one with a slide where you slide down. Or...
Yeah, but it depends on how high. If it's, like, really high and steep, no, I'm not getting on that. But if it's, like, a low level, then maybe.
But inside a tube, though. Like, you're coming out through the tube.
Oh, see, I don't like space. I'm
Oh, the tube? Yeah, I would probably do that, the tube thing, but not up high, though. I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Now you think about it, I don't think I'd rather be in the tube versus out in the open, because what if you slip off the side?
Yeah.
And like, you'd be going down so fast, you'd be going side to side, and then you slip off the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Like, Lala, honey, when she came down that slide.
Lala needs to tell that story. I can't wait till she tells it again. She had me crying.
Yeah.
It was crying. Come back.
About that slide.
I cried too. I cried rolling and laughing.
Wow.
Wait, Des, you was there too?
Oh, I was. Yes, I'm the one that actually, I was recording, and I wish I still had the video.
Oh
my God. She has me instead of sorry. But let's just say when she got to the end, there was a man sitting at the gate. So she starts, whoa, 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 whoa. So as she's coming down the slide, you know this little slide had bumps on it. So as she's hitting the bumps, she's going faster and faster down the slide.
Oh, wow.
So she's going in and out of lanes. So there's people that's coming over, and they're grabbing theirs and pulling themselves over. So when she finally gets towards the edge, there's a man down at the gate. She hit the end of the slide and rolled.
Oh,
wow. Yes, I remember that. Oh, my God.
She hits the pole. That's how she hits the gate. It's awesome. Oh my God. It was funny. Because when she finally got to the end, she just had tears all in her face. Like, she was terrified out of her life.
I would have been terrified too. Shoot. Terrified too.
She was terrified. And died. Her whole face, you already know she's light skinned. So she was already red.
Oh wow. There was a YouTuber that I forgot their names, but she gave her boyfriend dissolving shorts, I think it's called.
Oh yeah,
I saw that. And when he jumped in the pool, it was his wife.
No, he went. No, this one's he went down the water slide, and when he got to the end, his shorts started dissolving. They were in a water park or something like that.
Oh, I've seen the one where the wife did it to her husband, and he turns out and jumps in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So when he comes, it's a black couple. I think she was carrying a bag for pregnant. He pulled on her.
So
he got up. He was like, he's in the pool, like holding stuff. Talking about some, get me some, give me a towel. And his neighbors are ill. The neighbors' kids are ill. What are you talking about? I thought you were having. Oh, are you okay? Where are your shorts?
I think somebody did their life like that. I think it was like a dissolving bikini. I was like, oh, why would you do that? I think they was at the beach. So this is and this was not a nudist beach either.
Oh no.
That is a mess. Well, moving on to the next thing where we're still on kids. All right, I don't know if y'all heard of him, but he made his way around. I swear he's one of the people that I blame for men podcasts that just be saying stuff they spew out their mouth because I guess it makes sense to them.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it irritates my soul to even look at any of his stuff, but sometimes I run across the video and it doesn't cease to amaze me what he comes out of his mouth. And as you know, talking about Kevin Samuels.
You talking about that gay man that has so much to say about women on Instagram?
Yes.
Girl!
Let me tell you, I have a little clips I'm gonna play because it is kind of lengthy, but I'm gonna like kind of in between if I can. Let me see if I can. I'm gonna find the part where I want to start it because this is concerning the children, and I would since you have kids and a boyfriend, fiance, whoever, I'm not sure what titles right now, but you have somebody in your life and. Mm-hmm. I want to see what is your thoughts on this particular issue too. So
okay.
I'm gonna get to this particular point. So right here, and then we will. All right. This is
I already see it's gonna make me mad.
Yeah, because I'm like, what do you mean? So the kind of man you would want to marry. Okay, this is the first thing that got to me when he said this. Hold on.
Men who are in a marrying category, stepfathers. What does that look? What does that mean?
I didn't hear the last part of my phone.
If men who are,
hold on, I'm sorry. That's let me. Back, it's hard to get this to
coming in, yeah. But it's true, especially
me. Yeah, point where he actually says this, and I want to make sure that I'm not putting words in my mouth, so I want y'all to hear it from the horse's mouth exactly what he did. So,
no, I'm asking because
I'm
asking,
am I
right?
Yep. And then what made me. Did you hear that?
Opposite. And that's where all this confusion is coming in. Yeah. Aren't getting the result. So, I'll ask you before you run. If you're not getting back to the child's father, do you think you can make your asset? How do you think you can make your child an asset to the kind of man you want to marry?
How can I make my child an asset?
To the kind of man you would want to marry.
I would have to train her to be her ready for life in general. In classes, make sure she's smart, make sure she's not, you know, at time to make her a better person. Correct?
I'm asking because I'm asking.
Am I right?
No, the question is how to make some asset to that man. That right. makes her, that makes her a person, but how can your daughter, and this is a question all women are going to have to answer for themselves. Mm-hmm. How are my children benefiting you as my husband?
Huh? I never thought about that.
Hold on.
Okay. Your thoughts on that little part.
How can your child benefit to your husband?
That's the wrong question to ask.
Because
yeah, it is not asset to your husband. The question is, what aspect can your husband instill in your child?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, huh? What?
To me, it feel like why? Like, I can't even fathom a man asking me that question. Like, what access does the child? The child is still a child. Why yeah. does the child have to bring anything to a grown man?
That's why I blocked. I'm sorry to cut you off, Vicky.
No. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Tina. I don't mean to interrupt y'all.
No, you didn't. I want to hear your thoughts on this. Yeah. You know, sometimes you have some like crazy out the way thoughts for me. And
I do, but
so, go ahead and.
I really feel like he asks asinine questions just so he's talked about.
Right.
Because that was the most far-fetched question that anyone should ever ask anyone. You don't ask what a child's aspects are for another human being.
No.
You ask for exit. I'm sorry, I may be pronouncing this word wrong, but what attributes do you want to instill in this child? Or what attributes can I bring to this family to make it even more outstanding than what it already is before I come into it?
Oh, yeah.
Vicky?
Well, I don't feel that like that question should even been asked because first of all, I'm not even just bring no man around my kids like that. It's going to be a minute. And, you know, I feel like I'm going to be asking the questions like, what are you going to bring for my family? You know, can I trust you to be around my kids or, you know, stuff like that. But what he asked, like you said, a child is a child. Like, why does the child have to have expectations for that man?
Exactly.
Like, what does it matter what the child has to bring for that man?
You are coming into their life.
Yeah.
It's like you have to.
Oh my God.
You know, kind of. I think it's a little bit of compromising when an individual has come into somebody's life. And for already have a child, like you would want child as if it was your child.
Yes, yes.
So, and how would another man feel, even if the father is in her life? But mm-hmm. if another man ever heard what access or whatever he said to that woman, your child. I feel like another man will be upset about that.
Yeah.
Because that he wants to have something, he wants to have the openness to this child for some reason. Like, the child is your child, not to do anything to you. I even told my mom, when we was young, we used to try to get my mom to date. She never dated. She didn't believe bringing no guys inside the household. We never seen my mom with nobody. Like, that's not how mm-hmm. she rocked. That's not how she rolled.
Yeah.
So, even when we said, hey, well, my mom was like, mom, if you ever get a boyfriend, let him just be your boyfriend or let him just be whatever they end up being, let him just be that for you.
Yeah.
We are cool. Yeah. We just wanted our mama. That was it. Don't come in here trying to be stepdaddy. Don't come in here with all that extra. No, we didn't need that. We didn't want that. Mm-hmm. So we had what we supposed to have was our mama. Mm-hmm. And if you want a partner, that should have been for that's for her. I mean, if he wanted yeah. new stuff for the kid, you know what, that's cool too. But
yeah.
you're not coming in here being a being you be a father figure, but not a father. Because
yeah.
we were cool. But literally, this is the conversation we had with my mama. We was cool.
Mm.
So I understand why Kevin feel like a child need to contribute anything to grown no. people business.
No. Mm-mm. I don't agree with that at all. What can he do, or what can he and the mother do for the child?
Right. That should with be that the being question. Said, I have some more, Vicky. You go. You think that's kind of like
that's crazy. Off?
Listen to what else he had to say.
Okay.
Listen to what he had to say, girl. I was like, when I listened to this, I wish I could have found the other version, but I couldn't. Look to me getting out of the shower. Oh, this is it. Okay. Hold on. The relationship would have to end. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Me to a point where I want y'all to hear from the first beginning of what he said.
Okay.
Five.
So,
okay.
10 years from now, your daughter comes home and said, ladies have been, women in general have been taught the opposite, and that's where all the confusion.
I'm sorry, because face. I don't know what's going on with Instagram, but it's like when I try to fast forward and stuff, it's just
first.
Women who think about it from the man's side, understanding my child today is a liability because it costs.
Okay.
Is she well mannered, well behaved, smart, taken care of? Does she understand? And do I really believe that you're going to come second to my husband? Is
what?
Going to come first? Or is it we're a package deal? If you're a package deal, that's no deal. I'll be honest, it's a package deal, that's no deal. Because let's say you and I were to get married, you got a daughter, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say we have two kids together. And your child is five. So 10 years from now, the daughter comes home and said, Kevin touched you, looked at me getting out of the shower. What happened next?
The relationship would have to end.
Huh?
That's not something the relationship immediately.
Because your daughter said I looked at her getting out of the shower.
Yes.
Go to the bathroom to see her. That would be the thing. You have to defend your seed. You have to defend your child.
But you also remember, you got two of my kids. Mm-hmm. So that means I should never. I should avoid women like you because off the rip, your desire to defend your child blew up. Two, I'm kids, and off rip, your protective instinct says fuck everything, including those other two kids.
Tina, can you pause right now?
What? No, hold on.
So what would you tell our two children?
Daddy was a perverse, I had to let his butt go.
The truth.
what would you tell any of my kids if I have three kids, one by someone else and two by my
I'm saying is what would you tell our two children?
Sister. This happened, and it's not a comfortable situation, and we have to part ways.
You can get the fuck out.
Because I'm paying the bills.
No, my kids. See, that's what I mean. Y'all act like y'all got too much power.
It's not power.
You didn't even question whether or not the claim was there. Mm-hmm. Because that. Child, that's what I'm saying. Your child can never be an asset to anybody. That's the bomb that's always there. Because what can you do about that? I can provide.
It's on Instagram, it doesn't allow me to pause it, or if I can't find it, some reason it only allows me to mute it. Right. So that's why I was trying to use majority of it play. But for the part, first part, okay. He says, if my child, your child, stepped that child and said, oh, I touched her, I looked at her getting out the shower, da da, and she said the correct thing, leave. So,
Well, first of all, he could also, my thing is also, he could have that same look at the two children y'all have.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Shouldn't he want a woman like that?
Yeah.
He's thinking of, okay, he's thinking of this from a male point of view, that not just any male point of view, egotistic. I pay all the bills. I do this. I do that. So I can do what I want.
He has a caveman complex, and which does not work in society today. No, women, and this is the thing, women are not checking for a caveman that's going to bump you upside your head, drag you inside the cave, and keep you barefoot and pregnant. No, right. Nobody wants that no more. Those men are long gone. They want someone that's going to be your equal. If you cannot be equal, why are you in my house? Like she said, no, I pay the bills in here.
And
my thing is not that.
And you're not taking my kids.
Right. I'm about to say, first of all, you can't take nobody kids, because once you have a sexual allegation against you,
you don't get nothing.
You think them kids will go with you? You bump your head. You don't bump your head.
And I agree with the mother too. Like, I would do the same thing. And see that when a kid says that and you don't listen to it, the kid, a lot of stuff happens. Like, right. Your kid can end up dead, pregnant, if it's a girl, or, you know, sexually abused. And a lot goes with that, mentally, physically. I mean, a lot. Right. So why not?
Right. I don't care if you is paying on a bill. Yeah. My thing is, today's society, hopefully she got a check coming anyway. So that way, while you paying on the bills, or if she controls like some of the money, they best believe Tina gonna have her own account with her own money in it. That's why I said I never believe in one person have all money. We have split money and we have a joint account. Because when we gotta go, I'm ready to go. I don't have to wait on nobody to go anywhere.
And see, that's the thing. I'm not a male, statistic or nothing. Like Medea said, honey, a woman will put everything in one account. If everything goes in one account, pay attention. Because that woman is going in that account, pulling out what she wants and what she needs, and putting it somewhere in another account, building another net on another end, on the other side of town.
Right. And then, you know, most women don't even put it in accounts. They put it somewhere else.
They stick it somewhere else where you can't find her. You want to while her bed, while side of her bed is higher than yours, and it's a big lump right there. Mm.
That's crazy.
Mama didn't raise no fool, baby.
Some people don't even care what they say come out their mouth. That's ridiculous to say something like that.
The only job is to be a child right now.
Yes, stay a child. Have fun, enjoy your life.
Like I said, I am a step parent. I've been a step parent for 3 relationships. For someone to do that to a child, or even to sit here and say, oh, you're not gonna come check with me? No, because for one, you're gonna sit here and lie. You're gonna be like, oh, baby, I didn't say that. Oh, baby, no, she lying. That's the first thing out your mouth.
See, and what was that movie that Madea made? When that girl, she was like, did she tell her auntie that she got molested, or her boyfriend came on to her? And at first, I thought she was gonna believe the husband, but then she started beating him.
Oh, that right there was
That's with Taraji.
Yes, I can do that all by myself. Yes.
Yeah, with Taraji.
Yes.
But the thing was, she went right. The funny thing was, the auntie went through the same thing with the mama's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
Wasn't.
And she said something about it was the look in her eyes or something. She said she was like, when she seen that, she was just like, she knew that child was not lying.
Well, I'm with the mama on this. You gone, man, come and go. But my child, mm-mm.
So that poses a question that people feel like, I do feel like you can put pay attention to both your husband and child. But I still believe to this day that you put your child first.
Yes, you always put your child first.
Yep.
Because that child is your legacy, regardless whether you were here today, here tomorrow. That child is your legacy. What you leave in this world is not possession. It's the knowledge of your story and your children and your children's children. This may sound racist, but there's a reason why. I know I'm getting off subject a little bit, but this is the reason why Caucasians and other, this is why Hispanics have always flocked together in one thing, along with, what is it? Indians and all that, they all build one thing together.
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't know that.
Never separate with like this uncle that's trying to get with the niece. They will cut that uncle off and say no, thank you. You gotta go.
Well, to a certain extent.
To a certain extent, yes.
But they do work together a lot more versus even if they don't even like each other, they work together. Build each other up, and that's what's been a big problem that even everybody has acknowledged that they work together pretty much to get things done and to own stuff and all that type of stuff. So but back to that, like, your family is family. I mean, your kids are your kids. Yeah. I put that before anything.
Yeah,
especially before a man that's an outsider. I don't care. I'm going to treat his kids exactly how I treat mine. Because if another dude came in and did the same stuff to your kids, he's gone.
You want to be mad or asking, well, why didn't I leave him?
Right. But you left me for that. You right, yeah.
So what you think? Now, that's what you should ask. Okay, well, let me ask you this. I leave you, get with another man. And the man, and he do the same thing, and I can't tell you, but I'm still with him. Right. You're gonna have a problem with that, right? Okay.
But I'm gonna let you know, questions like that stumps Kevin Samuels, because I've seen him get stumped by women. He gets upset and then starts instead of having an intelligent conversation.
He don't even need to be talking no more. He don't need to say nothing no more out his mouth.
talking. And I like you said before, Dad said before, he does this because he knows it gets a rise out of people. And then some people, which I don't know, would actually agree with him on this statement right here. If they would agree with everything else, when it came to this particular thing he said, how could you agree with that?
Yeah,
but they do. You see the men in the comments because he bash when he's go in and bash on women. The men love it.
Mm-hmm. I bet they do.
So, yes, I had to voice my opinion and get y'all opinion on that because I'm like,
I don't agree with that.
I'm not gonna lie. That last one that he did that you showed me. Before we started the podcast, it was enough to piss me off to where I blocked him. But I commented and said, you need to be taken off the side of the earth and pushed over the edge of the Grand Canyon. And tell me how you feel. Because the stuff that came out your mouth is the most redundant, stupidest thing. Like, you say women are uneducated, but yet are you educated?
Right.
Who taught him?
No, he's got, I just feel like he had a, because let me tell y'all, from my understanding, allegedly, he doesn't pay care of his own kids.
No.
He's given relationship advice, and he's been divorced maybe 2 to 3 times.
I see why.
But it's
look how he acts.
He's a fashion designer. So when he's attacking a woman, he goes and talks about their clothes and the way that they look.
I wouldn't want him to be my designer the way he thinks. No.
He ain't even no real fashion designer. He don't take pictures of stores. Like it's his stuff.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I didn't even know who he was until, well, he did, what's it? He was talking to some famous person and it went viral or something. Oh,
that was a joke. Probably
he was
talking about Lala.
Shekinah. Yeah.
Oh, did he do a real one with her? Because I know one he did with Lala, but I think they pieced that together to make it look like she was talking to him, but she really wasn't.
Yeah. No, it was the one with Shekinah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought that was a joke one too. I've been talking to that man, not Shekinah, because she don't even need to talk to him. Because she's been stuff with just men and in general. I would not even want to talk to her because I believe if I have that much of a past with men. That would make you just go gay. You'd be like, you know what? Just forget. I'm not dealing with this. Is what's out there. Like, this is, I wouldn't even deal with this.
But let me go on this side right here where I know who's right. Honey.
Because he called people, he's like, rate yourself. I ain't got to do a doggone thing. I don't have to rate myself. If I wake up and feel good, then I look good. If I don't feel like I'm, you know, feeling okay today, then I don't. But I'm not sitting here and rate myself or compare myself to any other woman because I'm in my own league. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the great to anybody. I don't care, man or woman. That's the great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me tell you, that when you did that, actually, a woman like 5 minutes after it called him right after Shekinah, and she was like, "Well, rate yourself."
Right.
And he said, "Well, baby, I'm a 10. She said, "Oh, you're a what?"
Oh, he compared women to what, Beyonce? He said Beyonce's 10. So who is he? Morris Chestnut? No, is he a
better than either. I'm sure you got to buy it.
Is he that? No, you don't touch that, baby. Are you a for the old women? Are you a Denzel Washington? No, you not.
No.
You want to compare people, compare Beyonce, Michelle, all them to women of that doesn't have that like that type of celebrityism. Money they have, you comparing them to somebody else. I'm not saying that they're beautiful, but just because they have all that. But I mean, they're in the limelight. They're in the light. So yes,
they're paid to look beautiful.
Right.
Behind all that, yes. But this is everyday beauty.
Right.
That's red carpet beauty. Red carpet beauty is completely different than everyday beauty. Everyday beauty is what you wake up and how you feel about yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I would never tear nobody down as far as that look like he does. That right there makes anybody look small, ignorant, and a waste of a human being.
And even though he women a lot, he talks about women a lot. When he do tear down, I mean, yeah, a lot of stuff more you can tear down a woman for. Because he'd be like, oh, after 30, oh, you're not going to get married. Or you this, you decrease in value after each child you have. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff for a woman, right?
How are you decreasing yourself in value? I never understood that. How can a woman?
You populating the earth, so you are the most valuable person, especially when you can have kids.
Thank
you. I'm not saying that people who don't have kids, because I don't have kids. I'm not saying that people who don't have kids cannot contribute to a better world either. But what I'm saying is, when you are able to
give life, or you're able
life, and you are populate in the earth, because women gonna be needed anyway, regardless what machines they have to make babies. What, you know, even if women, honestly, women can have babies on themselves. I didn't know we carry sperm inside our bone marrow. So,
oh, I didn't know that either.
So women can bring life even without a man. And we just need their DNA anyway. If we don't have the sperm in our bone, whatever, anyway, it's just, that's all you need. So,
there's a clinic, all you need is a turkey baster.
And see, the only thing he says about men is he'd be like, excuse me for my language. So if you have sensitive ears, cover now. The only thing he says about men, he's like, oh, do you have a big dick? That's exactly how he said, tell them. He said, if you don't got a big dick. That's how he degrade men. Yes, that's how he degrade men.
He probably don't even have a big one.
And you know what? I would love to hear a man say that to him. Just like, really? That's very interesting. Why are you so concerned about that? Are you surprising for something?
Right. So
that man is something else.
Yes, I have seen, so I do agree. He can tear down men and women, but he go for more women harder, because it's a lot more that we do and are grateful, great at it. And so he sees that as our weaknesses instead of something that makes us strong and better. So yeah, so
if only he could have been a woman for a day.
Yeah, if he was a woman for a day, he wouldn't be able to make it.
Right. Let his body be a woman a day, but have mentality as a man, like as his homo would be a man, honey, he would die. They said it almost to a heart attack. Now, luckily, I don't have those, thank goodness, but I done seen a lot of women bend over, crying, can't even handle a little zap from a little machine to end period cramps. So,
Contractions.
Right. Yeah. Let him have a baby. Yes, that. Oh, that's even better. Let him have a. Let him push a baby out with him.
He won't be able to handle that one.
Right.
That ain't no joke, right there.
I
pushed out two kids.
I have seen it all, and I was like, oh my, like, ooh, okay.
I said, give me the medicine. Give it to me.
Y'all do not like talking to this man, but I really just had to.
No, it's really a great topic. I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. He needs people to bring him relevant to it. That's how he's getting his.
I don't want to bring to nothing. Now, he needs to go away.
Yeah.
him and his little podcast gangster. Means that we have these podcasts and they just be like going, and honey, every woman is individual. Woman is the same. Because if that's the case, I might as well hate every man. Yes, the men that I met were similar, but does that mean that every man on the entire planet acts the same way? We all might have similar little traits or tributes to each other, but other than that, we're not all the same.
Nope.
So stop bashing all the women and thinking everybody operates the same way. That's why you getting your feelings hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I have something to talk about.
Okay.
Because I feel like this came from Kevin Samuels. Because it sounds stupid. Okay, there was a one around that says, men cheat just for pleasure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And women cheat because emotionally attached, they put their emotions into it. With that being said, if women only sleep with men when they have emotional attachments to them, can y'all please explain the sex industry to me, because ain't no way all these women that's having sex with different men is attached to them emotionally.
No, because that's a whole kind of sex. An emotion, that's completely different.
Yeah. I had sex with men and I wasn't emotionally attached to them. Oh, my bad.
You're fine. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. I'm trying to figure out, where did this narrative come from?